Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
And now here with our pre-opening commodity market report is Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. The Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to higher today on continued strength in wholesale pork prices and expected buying interest from packers for deliveries on Saturday and early next week. Livestock dealers and managers said packers so far have shown no signs of backing off their slaughter schedules. And as long as demand for the hogs outpaces supplies, prices could work higher still. But some predict the prices could stall soon, but then may not decline much of at all until after packers complete their orders for the Labor Day holiday. Peoria's called a dollar higher, top price of 57 even. Demand, they say, has been strong all week, and it looks like good again today. They say some plants probably need more hogs for tomorrow or next week. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, August 7th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,601. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 78 even to 89 even. The weighted average was 84.26. That was up 3.42 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 56.57 to 68 even. The weighted average was 65.18. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 25,159. The base price range was 77 even to 89 even. The weighted average was 86.67, up 2.33 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 57.82 to 69 even. The weighted average was 67.89.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looks like commodity prices took another slide in overnight trading. We'll get those prices and get a pre-opening call with Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. First of all, though, a look at our growing area's weather. Here's AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Tom. Once again, we wake up to very pleasant conditions across most of the Midwest. There are some thunderstorms dropping some rain in North Dakota, and that little weather system will head towards the Great Lakes with very limited coverage of precipitation, and it looks like things will be relatively dry for most of the area. That is not the case for much of the southwestern states. The monsoonal flow coming into the Four Corners area, meeting up with the remnants of the tropical storm Edouard and a stalled-out front, means that the precipitation will be significant from the Four Corners area, actually from west of the Four Corners area, into the southern plains. And that means that they will get some relief from the extremely dry conditions. Locally exceptional drought across the central and the southern high plains will be picking up some rain. Elsewhere, hot, dry weather will favor the small grain harvest in the northern plains, but worsen the drought in North Dakota. The drought across western North Dakota is actually in an extreme state. The eastern sections have had a little bit more precipitation. Corn Belt, the mild dry weather will continue to promote the rapid corn and soybean development, and no delays or no problems foreseen in the short-term future. The cool dry weather will stick around through the weekend and into early next week. A more unsettled weather pattern will try to establish itself towards the middle of next week, and that will start to return the chance for showers and thunderstorms, and it looks like that will start to take place sometime around Monday night and last through at least Wednesday of next week. And right now the computer models are indicating a chance for another round of thunderstorms towards the end of next week. So we're looking at a situation where dew point temperatures and precipitation are actually going to be higher in the desert areas than they will be in the Corn Belt through the Ohio River Valley. So again, a little mixed up weather pattern going on here. And that dip in the jet stream will maintain below normal temperatures across the northeastern quarter of the nation. Wet weather across New England will contrast with the generally dry conditions from the central Corn Belt into the southern mid-Atlantic states. That cold front dipping down towards the Gulf of Mexico means that locations and the delta north of the Gulf will be relatively dry, but along the Gulf they could see some heavy precipitation, and that will start to spread across portions of Louisiana, southern Mississippi, and Alabama. Outside of our area, again, Australia, they're looking at a mostly favorable growing conditions right now, but greater rains will be needed as they enter, they get deeper into the spring season to assure that no moisture stress will develop as the crops begin more aggressive growth there. Subsoil moisture and the water supply across Australia are still quite low. The big area of concern would probably be in Canada, where the southeastern provinces continue to see a favorable environment right now, but again, they have been lacking rainfall, and the prairie areas will experience net drying and some increase in stress across a good portion of that region unless they can get another substantial rain relatively soon. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
All right, thanks, Mike. Let's go to the overnight trade. In Kansas City, September wheat opened overnight at 846 and three quarters unchanged. Last traded, though, down 11 and a quarter cents. December, 870 and three quarters unchanged. Last traded, down 11 and three quarters. Spring wheat in Minneapolis for September opened at 905 overnight, up a penny and a half. Last traded down 11 and a half cents. Chicago wheat, September contract, 823 on the open, up three quarters. Last trade down 16 and a quarter. December, 847 unchanged. Last trade down 16 and a half. March, 871 and a half, up a penny and a half. Last traded down 12. July wheat, 895, up there, minus three, or down three quarters on the open, rather. Last traded down 15 and a half. And September of next year's wheat, 905. Down three quarters, last traded down 16 and three quarters. September corn opened overnight at 523 and a half, up a penny and a quarter, last traded down 11 and three quarters. December, 544, up two, last trade down 12. March, 562 and a half, up three quarters, last trade down 11 and three quarters. May, 574 and a half, up a half, last trade down nine. And July of next year, 585, up a penny and a quarter, last trade down 10 and three quarters. Soybeans for August, the nearby contract 640 or at a 1249 on the open, up 6, last traded down 22 cents. September 1235 and a half, up 1, last trade down 30 and 3 quarters. November 1245, up 6, last trade down 31. January 1261, up 4 and 3 quarters, last trade down 30 and a quarter. March beans 1280, up 8, last trade down 30. And May of next year, 1290, up 7, last traded down 31. July of 09, 1280, up 4 and 3 quarters, last trade down 28. In the products, August soybean meal, 345 even, up 180, last trade down 1070. September, 337.70 unchanged, last traded down 1120. August bean oil, 5209 unchanged, last trade down 59. And September, 5212, down 15 on the open, last trade down 80. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning.
We saw the market apparently in the overnight session try to move upward on yesterday's bounce, but things are sliding back down again.
Yeah, right around midnight, we saw a pretty strong sell-off, and so when that happened, it just tumbled. Although we have to keep things in perspective, we had extremely thin trade overnight last night too. We traded less than 10,000 contracts of corn, about 6,000 contracts of beans, and so I think the major driver, of course, is the dollar being up over a dollar, and that pushing crude down. We've got crude down at $3.41 right now, off the lows, but still down strong. So I think that sets the tone for everything, no matter how we look at it. I think one of the things we really have to focus on, too, is where the funds are. And the funds right now are only about 68,000 long on corn, 38,000 long on beans, 30,000 long in wheat, in contrast to being long about 260,000, 180,000, you know, 120,000. And so we've seen a tremendous amount of fund liquidation already. And so I would expect that we're going to start to see a lot more of the sideways trade. We're not getting any support out of the weather either. There's really nothing there in the weather side of it that is extremely threatening. So I think until we get past the USDA report on Tuesday and we have a better idea of what's really out there in terms of acres, it's probably going to be like this.
Or is anybody squaring positions in advance of that report?
Well, that would be the expectation, that we would start to see some squaring today and also follow through with that on Monday. So I think we could see the market open up down fairly strong this morning and perhaps even see a rebound back up.
What are your calls? Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm looking at corn down 10, 15 on the open, beans 20, 30, wheat down about 15. In contrast, cattle and hogs both look pretty strong.
All right,
and
thanks.
So you have a great day.
It's another strange day on the market, I guess.
Yes, it is.
Thanks a lot, Jackie. Jackie Bakes is with Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Right now, the Dow is up 56 points. At 11,488, the NASDAQ is up 19, just off the open at 2375, the S&P up 5 at 1271. This is WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next market report is the opening commodity market report coming up at 949 this morning. BBC News is next. It's 9 o'clock.